And I'm gonna let Stephanie get up here in just a second and share why she's here to worship. But I don't want you just to listen to Stephanie. I want you to have fellowship with Stephanie as she is giving glory to God. I want you to be able to hear not just her words, but God speaking to you also. I want you to see her as just a light that shines on who God is and how great he is. Because it's God that cleanses our sins from us. And I can hear a great testimony from each one of you, but I need God to speak it to me. What he's done in your life, he can do in somebody else's life. And so I'm going to just step down here, and I'm going to ask Stephanie to stand up here. And she says she's a little nervous. So she's going to have Robin stand up with her. She's good. Okay. You're less nervous. Okay. And I just want to, you have had God do some tremendous things in your life. And and I have watched him just transform you. But something really great happened to you here recently that gives you just an extra little thing of a reason why you are so grateful to God you're here to worship. And so I'm just going to let you kind of tell us that.
Okay. So first off, I'm thankful that God chose me to be in his family and to be a part of Eastwood family. And last week, I was on the phone with DirecTV, and I was having reoccurring issues with them, and so I wasn't calling to be nice. And so
we got a testimony about DirecTV. It starts off when you're not calling to be nice. Okay, go ahead.
So somehow I got on the phone with this guy named Victor, and just conversation, just I felt God talking to me to talk to him. And so I just asked him, I said, "Hey, Victor, where do you go to church?" And he's like, "Nowhere." I said, "Well, you can come to Eastwood." Well, he lives in Texas, so that wouldn't work. So we ended up talking, and some Bible verses from like when I was a kid, when I went to Awana, started coming up in my head, and I started sharing with him those Bible verses. And so eventually it turned into like over an hour conversation, and he ended up accepting Christ on the phone. And then he said, "Wait, I gotta go tell my supervisor." So he put me on hold to go tell his supervisor and then come back and finish the phone call. So then I forgot what I called about anyways, and we got off the phone. So
you weren't angry anymore?
No, I wasn't.
You had stuff that you had to go. But I just think that that's such a wonderful story, because right now Jesus Christ captures your mind, and you are so grateful. You're not worshiping him when you come in here. You're worshiping him all through the day. And sometimes we'll talk and you tell me some little thing somebody said that just reminds you of how powerful God has been in your life and what he's done for you. And so you get on a phone call with a telemarketer, and Christ is still on your mind. And I don't know, is there anybody else here who's led a telemarketer to Christ? Okay, or... But I just think that's a wonderful story. I hope that his supervisor doesn't get mad at him for spending an hour on the phone with you. But
hope not.
But that's what we want out of our lives, isn't it? And how did that make you feel when you realized, like, you started off and you said, "God has chosen me"? That's a huge statement, that God has chosen you. And how did it make you feel to realize that in an everyday thing of life where you thought there's no possibility God would work in this situation, for you to see, and you told me that phone call, for you to be talking with him, and all those things that you learned when you were a little girl, and she told me that they had forced these verses on her, and she didn't like them back then. But they were still in her. They were seeds planted. And when she needed them, boom, there they were. And to be talking to someone over the phone from Texas that you don't know, and God used your words to have him break down in tears and then accept Christ, how did that make you feel to be used by God like that?
Just honored, like, just to be able to just do for him. He's done so much for me, and so I just want to do for him.
And it's overwhelming, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To realize, how could God use, why would God use me? Why did God choose me? Why did he give eternal worth to your life? But he did.
He did.
and you see that value. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Can you see why she's here to worship? And that's what we want. That's what we want.